Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with John Hartman, who helped organize a Bible reading marathon in Washington's Central Park that was held Monday and Tuesday this week. Can you explain what this is?
This is a continuation of what we did last year. We did the same thing, actually. We read through the entire Bible and read it out into the air, into the atmosphere, because that's how the authorization to change, so to speak, comes about for the Bible. What we do is we simply start out with Genesis and we read all the way through to Revelation, read it out into the air, and it's putting God's word back into the air, which we have been good at covering up.
And how long does it take to read through the whole Bible out loud?
We say approximately 80 hours. The fastest that I know of anybody going through it was 72 hours, and we took 86 last year. I know that a couple of counties took closer to 100 hours. It depends upon which version of the Bible you read and how fast the readers you've got. We'll take anybody that'll come down to the park. We'll give them scripture to read, just have them bring their Bibles down. And the rules have changed a little bit from last year in that you read from your own Bible and you can read. Multiple people can read at the same time from different parts of the Bible, so it takes less time to do it.
And by the end of the day on Tuesday, what does it feel like when you get done?
I think everybody goes and gets a meal and rejoices. We did it again. It was a very good feeling. It was it's something that I think God wanted us to accomplish last year, and I think he wants us to accomplish this year.
And is this happening just in Washington County?
No, that happens all the way across the state of Iowa. Branstad last year did a proclamation asking for it to be done at the courthouses, which we did. And Reynolds put one out this year that opened that up to the cities and towns and the courthouse areas in the state. So every county will be doing it. And we got it done in every county last year. We didn't get it done in 4 days, but we got it done in every county.
And do you do anything special to get ready for this?
Notify churches, recruit people to read. Most of us who are doing it, who are leading it, I guess I should say, we have some preparation in that we have to secure the park. And this time, as we're doing it at the park, we have to get the park authority permission, I guess is a better term, to do it. Last year, we had to get the supervisor's permission to do it on the courthouse grounds. Most of that, and then there's a lot of prayer that happens before that happens. So, sort of prepare the atmosphere.
In closing, do you have a favorite verse or a certain book that you turn to when you're looking at the Bible and you need some guidance?
I think that there's an awful lot of wisdom in Proverbs, and often you can find the Bible's answer to the problem in Proverbs. So that's probably the first place I turn. Proverbs has a lot of wisdom. There's a lot of information in Psalms. In the New Testament, you end up with places like Colossians and Ephesians that have a lot of answers.
That's been today's Washington Page with John Hartman, who organized a Bible reading marathon in Washington Central Park, which was held Monday and Tuesday this week. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.